Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well now, a rather significant high school basketball rule change coming next season. No more one and ones, huh? New foul limits each quarter. Certainly going to award solid free throw shooting teams, well, a little bit of an advantage. Two-time sectional and regional champion Bloomington North. They won a few games over the last couple of years, shooting solidly from the 15-foot stripe. Head coach Jason Spear.
To be able to get into the bonus in different runs or otherwise over the course of a quarter, depending on how much action there is.
What, two shots now with the free throws reaching five, and then things reset each quarter. Really changes the landscape a little there, doesn't it?
I think it does, especially, you know, maybe what I would say early in a game, you know, maybe there's not necessarily a penalty earlier in a game, but, you know, again, you know, a common foul out on the floor otherwise, and the way I understand it, again, it could be a big deal at the line.
North, by the way, shot 70% in an 18-6 season that took them all the way to the Newcastle semi-state before they lost to eventual state 4A champion Ben Davis. Our thought for this Wednesday, if you have a strong purpose in life, you don't have to be pushed. Your passion will drive you there. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
The 48th annual IHSAA Girls State High School Tennis Tournament unfolding tonight at South. Matt Corey's 9-9 Panthers facing a Martinsville team at 5:30 that they beat back in April. The Panther girls, they have the long draw, meaning three matches just to reach the championship round on Friday night.
We've been getting better at our own games, competing as intensely as we can.
Well, I tell you, you've had some good strengths this year with Maddie Sattner at one singles, and Caitlin Heim and Riley Walker have been playing some outstanding tennis for you at one doubles, huh?
Maddie Sattner the other day beat Center Grove's number one, which is just kind of a culmination of seeing so many aspects of her game. She's peaking at the right times. You know, our one doubles with Caitlin and Riley, they've just been, you know, workhorses all year.
South girls tennis coach Matt Corey. Barr Mills defending sectional champs, the 16th-ranked North Cougs are 13-1. They'll play Thursday night at 5:30 alongside Katie Brookman's Edgewood Mustangs, and then South would get B&L in the other semifinal. Our thought for this Wednesday: at the end of the day, let there be no excuses, no explanations, no regrets. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.